This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Company earnings are, of course, one measure of the economy. Another one is coming out later this week, gross domestic product. It's a sum total of all the goods and services produced in this country, and it's expected to grow by 3% in July. It's not because the economy's booming. It's that the way that we calculate GDP is changing, Marketplace's Noel King explains.
The new and improved GDP will include a couple things that haven't been part of the formula before. First, there's the money earned from creative works like movies, TV shows, books, music, and theater. Then there are intangible assets like spending on research and development. Right now, R&D is simply considered a cost of doing business, but from now on...
What we're going to do is we're going to essentially cover more of it as producing something of lasting value and therefore contributing to output.
Louis Alexander is chief U.S. economist for Nomura. He says the new additions are meant to reflect what's important in a 21st century economy.
You can think of it as the growing importance of the IT industry, but obviously the entertainment industry as well.
Alexander says that while these additions will boost GDP, they'll be too small to fundamentally change our view of how the economy is doing. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.